Yo, what's good? It's your boy TBJ.
It's your boy Pappy Season.
And this is Hoops and Brews, episode number 26, man. 26. Who's a great number 26?
I gotta start researching
it. Ain't nobody good. The number 26 is trash anyway. Why would you even want that number? That's a trash ass number.
It's extremely awful
number. That's like a number like, wasn't Paul George? Oh no, Paul George
number 24. I think he was 26 at first, was he? No, 24.
Nah, he was 24. Yeah, and then he changed to be PG-13. PG-13, that nickname is rated G, my friend. Lame ass nickname. But anyways, man, what's good, bro? How you doing, man?
How you feeling, man?
It's a beautiful day in California. Well, not really. Online, it's not really that beautiful.
It was a beautiful day.
It was kind of like,
it's a day today. Whatever. Where were you at that wasn't beautiful?
It was a whatever kind of day. It was kind of gloomy, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool, though.
It was fake gloomy.
Yeah, you know, we got through one amazing weekend. We got through one amazing weekend of playoff basketball. Like, the first games were absolutely amazing, man.
Besides, like, one. When Russ got destroyed.
Memphis got destroyed, too.
Yo, yes.
Zach Randolph was a minus 39 at one point in the game.
That's possible?
Yes, he was a minus 39.
Yo, come on, man.
Man, it's trash, man. How you get a minus 39?
Speaking of Memphis, you know, they got, Vince Garden Kawhi.
Okay, what's your point?
See, they have Vince. He's 40.
I mean, Tony Allen ain't no young.
I mean, yeah, but he's 40.
Kawhi ain't even been what's killing him. Everybody else been killing him.
But it's just like, you got Vince Carter, Garden Kawhi, bro. That's petty. That man, 39 years old, bro. That's a future Hall of Famer, bro. Why you put him on Kawhi? He 39, bro.
I mean, shit. You want to play? You better get your ass out there and play.
Come on, G.
You want to play? You better get your ass out there and play.
They could have switched, like, Harrison on that man or something like that, bro. You going to put Vince on him? Gee, he's 38, 39 years old, bro.
It don't matter. You need an experienced veteran to guard him. Like, you do. I'm just being real.
You do, but it's just like a very tough assignment. It's a tough assignment for anyone, but definitely for a 39-year-old.
Oh, shit. So, it's some non-Hoops and Brood related shit. I don't know if you pay attention to UFC, but Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier might finally have a fight. According to Dana White, if Jon Jones is ready in late July, he'll fight Daniel Cormier. If you guys don't know, Bones was prepared to fight him in a day before he dropped dirty for
was it cocaine,
a substance.
Right?
No, it was like a substance or something like that. And he wound up getting it appealed and like partially overturned. So, like, now he can fight again. But that's like one of the biggest fights, period. Like, regardless of like sport, whatever. Conor McGregor bullshit, Floyd Mayweather, we already know what's going to happen with that. But anyways, back to the hoops, man. But in terms of what we're drinking today, today I provided the St. Archer Brewing Company beer. It's the IPA, Indian Pale Ale. It's a San Diego, California brewery. And this beer is a 12-ounce, 7% volume by alcohol.
First of all, I
had a brain fart right there.
I have a suggestion.
What up?
If the Clippers lose this series, they need to move back to San Diego. First of all, why did they move from San Diego?
Why, if they lose, what does them losing the series have to do with them moving back to?
Because they don't need to be in LA no more, bro.
That doesn't correlate,
no
dog.
It doesn't, but just they don't. What they the just fuck? Don't need to be in LA no more, bro.
Why?
How do you lose to the? If they lose this series to the Jazz and Rudy Gobert cannot play the entire series, how do you lose
the
series?
This is still the greatest team Clippers fan will ever have. So it's like, this is the greatest team that they've ever had. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but just go.
It doesn't matter, bro. This is the best team that they've ever had, and they're still trash. They've never been elite. They've never been elite. I think that's the big problem with everybody in the Clippers is everybody talks about the Clippers as if they have been elite.
I mean,
they have not been elite. They have won games.
They have. I mean, no, by standards, I think they've won. No, wait, hold on. I think they've had 550 straight win seasons. That's a pretty elite team. You're not dominant, but sure, but by standards, you are a elite team. How many teams can win 50 games 5 years straight? Pretty elite.
It's not that elite if you can't capitalize on it in the playoffs.
They're an elite team, but they've never. But they
winning games and winning winning regular season games and winning the playoffs has nothing to do with anything.
By standards, they are an elite team. They just don't step up to the plate.
Whatever. They're led by the fry guy, the captain.
He balled out though. Game one, Chris Paul balled out.
Yeah, he balled out. They had his heart snatched from him.
Now look, Do you see what I'm saying?
He had his heart snatched from him.
But listen. Oh my do you? God. But look, do you just see what I'm saying? Blake, playoff Blake, has not known to have been the best.
Goldberg goes down. Bro.
You have 24 points in three quarters. That obviously means somebody can't stop you.
He finished with 27.
So you scored three the whole fourth quarter in the playoffs?
Listen to me. Look.
I'm
not going to make excuses for that because even when we were watching the game, I was wondering where he was. But Blake was also getting double teamed in the post every time he caught it in the post action. So all he could do was pass out. And then when he was going to the rim, they were running another defender up in the middle of the lane, which is the reason why the ball kept getting swiped down as he was going up trying to make his post moves. If you look at the tape from the way he played in game four in the fourth quarter, they switched up how they played him, and they played him in a much tougher way than the way they played him in the first half when he was going crazy. So naturally, I agree. He should have been better because he missed some bunnies. He got some bad turnovers, and I think he missed two like shots at the basket within like the last 7 minutes of the game that he should have made. But also in that time, if you telling me Chris Paul is a top 10 point guard, top 5 point guard in the league, that's what you need from him anyways.
But listen, you need that from him.
Listen, he was having a terrible game before that.
He wasn't having a terrible game. He just wasn't shooting.
Which is the point.
It's not the point.
You're playing the Jazz with no Rudy Gobert. Bro, who on the Jazz can stop Chris Paul from getting to the lane?
Because he's 6 feet.
They weren't guarding him with nobody big. They were guarding him with point guards. George Hill gonna stop Chris Paul.
Listen. You said who can stop Chris Paul from getting to the paint? Once he gets in there, a lot of people, because he's 6 feet.
Rudy Gobert was not there.
It doesn't matter. He's 6 feet. It don't take much to block somebody's shot who's 6 feet.
Do you say the same thing about Lil Zeke? No.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No, look. First of all, one of the main reasons I think they won't be successful in the playoffs is because he's 5'9". Your main scorer is 5'9". It don't work. It's going to come a point to have it when you put somebody big, you get rough with him, and he's not going to score the same. With Chris Paul and with the Clippers, to me, the issue is Blake is the number one scoring option, and he should always be the number one scoring option. But when we get in crunch time and when we get in the fourth quarter, it's always Chris Paul, and it should be Blake because Blake is the one guy. He's what, 6'10"? He can jump out of the gym. Technically, there should be no possible way he can't get a bucket when you need him to get a bucket. And my issue with Blake is sometimes he doesn't do that.
So who do you blame? Because honestly, if anybody's to blame, I blame Doc Rivers.
I don't think Doc a good coach.
Because in the last 4 minutes, if what you're saying is true, and I believe that it is true, like the same way the Lakers would throw the ball down to Shaq and just say go. And if he missed or if he made it, they was going to go with him for at least a couple plays until it started to soften the defense up. Then they was going to start popping it out to the Fishers, to the Devin Georges, and Kobe was going to be taking shots. Clippers can do the same thing. They have DeAndre over there, and DeAndre can actually go in offensive rebound. Pound the ball down to Blake. There should be no reason why in the fourth quarter Blake isn't at least getting 10 touches or at least 10 shot opportunities at the rim.
Because he kind of sort of plays soft.
It doesn't matter, but if you go down there to him, you can establish that. What the problem is, in the fourth quarter, they never go to him. They never feed him the ball the way they were feeding him in the first three quarters. Yesterday, he probably only had like 6 touches. Think about that. But hold on.
A lot of that is I just felt like during the first three quarters of the game, he was just much more assertive. He didn't seem just as a slight. Literally, some points I didn't notice he was there. Whether he was touching the ball or not, I should still notice you're on the court. Even defensively, I didn't even notice that he was there.
You know he scored a game half for the game, right?
That's cool. But, bro, you had 24 in three quarters. You have 24.
He wasn't the one that lost in that game either, by the way.
Who lost in the game?
Whoever was defending old ass Joe Johnson and couldn't stop him from getting to the basket. Jamal Crawford lost him the game.
Doc Rivers lost them the game. Nobody really lost them the game because like they did just make a great play. Well, actually, no, that's a lie because they were up like eight. They were up like about eight with like a minute and 30, right? And then lost the game. So that actually might be a lie. I think they were up like eight. If I'm not mistaken, they were up.
I can't recall, but okay, go ahead.
Well, they might not have been up. I don't know, regardless.
Okay.
But no, I thoroughly do agree with you with Doc. Like I said, I think, I don't know what episode it was, I said how much. First of all, his playoff record is like 50-50. You know that, right? Like, it's literally like damn near 500.
Who, Doc Rivers? Yes. Yeah, he's like 79. I think he might be 79-76 after that last game.
Yeah, it's literally like 50-50. I didn't know. I think it's 79-77 after the last game, actually. Because I think, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Whatever. But what has he really done without Tibbs?
Can I just say this? We all need to pray for Steve Ballmer. Like, I know that his heart was in the right place when he bought the Clippers. I know it was. Steve, we thank you. You saved those black players from having to deal with that situation. But my mans, you bought an entire carton full of eggs, and they all spoiled. And the store closed. Because they not going to do nothing with this team, bro. They're going to have to rebuild from scratch to even get back to this point.
I don't think that they're going to rebuild from scratch, though. Because
do you keep Blake? If you lose, do you keep Blake or do you say bye?
You try to keep Blake.
Do you? I wouldn't.
I mean, personally, I don't know how much. Honestly, I don't know how much. How can I say this? I don't know how much time Blake Griffin's body will give him to be still be elite, because Blake has been hurt a lot.
Okay, well,
and
then
I don't know if I want to give him $200 million if he can't even play 60 games consistently in a year.
Okay,
I think because when was the last season he played? Let me look.
I think he played 60 this year. But okay, fine. Hypothetical, if
he played 60 this year, 35, 67, but that's an injury history.
If you're Doc Rivers, and Phil Jackson calls up your phone and says, "Hey, I want to get rid of Melo. How you guys? What you guys feel about Blake?"
I said, "Yeah, no, hell no, 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 see, no." First of all, Phil Jackson isn't. First of all, fuck Phil Jackson for treating Melo this way. How you gonna treat Carmelo Anthony this way, man?
Man, Blake ain't been playing no games. Blake played 67, 35, and 61. Man.
First of all, I don't think Phil Jackson is smart enough to even ask for Blake Griffin. And who is going to even offer Blake Griffin, because he keeps demeaning his trade, the person he's trying to add value to the trade, he keeps demeaning him, saying he's not worth this, he can't win, he can't do this, he's not, we want to get rid of him, we don't want him at all. You're demeaning his trade value.
He's not really demeaning his trade value. He's not. He knows what the market is. He knows the market he's going to be able to get for Carmelo Anthony. What he's trying to do is convince Carmelo Anthony to say, I'm going to waive my no trade clause. If Carmelo Anthony at any point in the past 2 years would have went up to Phil Jackson and said, hey, I want you to trade me, they would have traded him, and he would have been gone on the first thing smoking out of New York. But he loves New York. He's from New York, Baltimore area. His wife wants to be a movie star, actress, host, all that stuff. Well, I'm not gonna touch on that, man. I won't speak on my man's Melo personally. I won't do that to Melo. But you know, his wife and his family lived in New York at that point in time. So it's like, so you don't blame him for wanting to stay. I would want to stay too, especially because it's my team and I'm gonna still get to take 25 shots a night and not have to run this offense. But if I'm Phil Jackson, I know what I can get back from Carmelo Anthony. There are a ton of teams in the NBA that would take Carmelo Anthony and that would give me young, tradable assets for
him. I mean, to me, I think the best options would be New Orleans.
Honestly, I think the best option for him would be Boston. Him and Little Zeke, that would be great for them. That would be really, really good for them.
But what am I giving up, though?
What do you mean? If you Boston? Mm-hmm. Give us Jay Crowder and Jaylen Brown. Jay Crowder, Jaylen Brown, and a second round pick for Melo. Okay. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad trade.
That's not a bad trade
for him. But Jimmy's going to Boston.
Okay. Chicago Bulls management, do not trade Jimmy Butler. Do not trade Jimmy Butler.
They're probably going to trade him.
Do not trade Jimmy Butler. I don't understand this whole let's trade Jimmy Butler conversation. He is a young superstar coming into his prime.
He's not really young anymore. He's 28. Your basketball prime literally is from
He's 28, but he went to college, though. Normally, we would be talking about how great it is that the players went to college. Because we can't have this same thing where we do. Where we degrade the one and done's, like, oh, well, they don't have experience. They're kids. They don't know how to play the game. No, but then if a guy comes in the league at 21, 22, so he's a little bit older.
Yeah, so you got more miles on you. So naturally, you would have less time to play in the league.
That's not true, though. He played college ball. They play less. Exactly. They play less. Games
you got less mileage, but still, it's mileage on you. Look at Kobe Bryant, the number of years he played, and go look at the number of years James Worthy played, or somebody like that. What's your point? Stayed in college long. They were seniors. So basically, they played maybe like 12, 13 years because when they get out, they like maybe 22, 23. And now I'm 35, 36. I'm at the end of my career. Kobe coming to league 18.
Let's be honest. Kobe should have retired 2 years before he retired. He should have walked off into the sunset, as much of a sunset as it was, and left it alone. Yeah, he had no chance of winning another ring, bro.
He didn't, but
and his body was already falling apart. His body was falling apart.
Last year was bad. The year before the last year, he was hooping before he tore his shoulder cuff. He would have been an actual, like, he would have legitimate, he would have been an all-star, and he would have deserved going to the all-star game. He was averaging 20. He was hooping. The only year where Kobe looked bad, like awful, god-awful, was the last one. The last one, he shouldn't have been allowed to play. Like, that shit was bad for the most part. But the year before last, he was decent.
In 35 games, he averaged 22 points, 5-5. Okay, that's not that bad. But the year before that, he only played 6 games.
Yeah, because he came back and got hurt again.
That's my point, bro. Retire.
No. No.
After you get hurt that second time, retire, bro.
No.
I would have retired.
No.
I would have retired.
No.
I would have retired.
No. Yeah. But they're probably going to trade Jimmy. But I don't mind that Boston option.
That's stupid. If the Bulls front office, if you trade Jimmy Butler, you're stupid.
It's not dumb.
And you deserve
dumb.
What you get.
It's not dumb because by the time you get Jimmy any real talent, unless they have some huge turn, also Chicago would be another option for Melo. It's an option. D-Wade could want to play with his homie. They could make some trade.
So what you mean? They get rid of Jimmy and then trade for Melo?
Hell no. No.
You mean Melo, Jimmy, and D-Wade?
Yeah.
How? On what floor? What, you going to have Melo run the four?
Yes. In this league, hell yeah.
How they going to share all them shots?
Huh?
How they going to share them shots? D-Wade got to get 15, Jimmy got to get 20, and Melo got to get 20. Figure it
out. If you can get Melo, what do you have to lose?
So with a starting lineup.
Hold on, wait.
So a starting lineup of what? Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Carmelo Anthony, and Robin Lopez?
Look, listen. D-Wade is opting in. Regardless, D-Wade is opting in.
I'm opting in, too. I'm not leaving the millions on the table.
Exactly. He's taking the 25.
I can't even get a million. You can't tell me to leave $25 million.
As long as you have D-Wade on your roster, this D-Wade, there's no possible way you're going to be that good unless, like, fucking LeBron comes there or something. You're not going to be that good. You're going to be a middle-of-the-road team anyway. Most likely. You're going to be a middle-of-the-road team. If you can get Melo, why not? Ritten Melo for like a year or two? Why not? Try.
Honestly, if I get Melo, then I start Bobby Portis at center and try to run a Golden State like offense.
Do what you want to do. It don't matter.
Why not? You just really had D-Wade role be the role of Draymond's, where Melo, he don't really take the shots, but he distribute the offense.
Let's say Melo wants to come. Guard Patch can offer up some bullshit. Who would you even trade?
No, give them Rondo. When they call, they'll be like, hey.
He
got one more year left. It don't matter. Give them Rondo. It's only like 4.5. Yeah, I think it's like 2 years, $9 million a year.
You're right.
So, like, give them Rondo. Hey, we want to, you can have Rondo. Yeah, okay, now go ahead and propose the rest of the trade. And then I would give them Rondo and let them pick two people off the bench. You can't take Bobby Portis. You can take Nico. You can't take Bobby Portis. You can't take Robin Lopez. You can't take D-Wade. You can't take Jimmy. Everybody else, you can take.
And the Kings lottery.
And give me the Kings lottery pick. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I would love to see it.
I think the coolest
options for Melo, it would be cool to see him play with D-Wade. It would be cool just to see the Clippers. I would love to see him on the Clippers.
No.
I would love it. Oh. I would love it because, one of the main things the Clippers are missing is a good small forward. They've never had a good small forward. Melo completely solved that issue.
That's Doc Rivers' fault.
And look, remember what I said about Blake, like, we should be able to dump the ball down to him and just be able to get a score anytime we want to in the fourth, but I'm not sure if he can do that. Melo solves that problem as well. You can be like, hey, Melo, go on that side, ISO, give me a bucket.
Yeah, but is Melo going to want to play in an offense where he has to, where he's not the ball dominant player?
At some point in time, you got to switch up.
Unless he's coming off the bench.
Well, no, start him. You have Chris Paul. You can figure it out.
I don't trust Melo in
this
scenario.
Chris Paul is a great point guard. You can figure it out. And I would assume if Melo actually wants to win like he says he wants to win, figure it out. Make some adjustments. Come around screens. They still going to give him post touches. And you can take out DeAndre when the game in like the last 2 minutes because he can't shoot free throws.
Honestly, to me, the Clippers' biggest mistake was keeping DeAndre Jordan.
No.
Listen. It was in a sense of they could have gone out. They could have let DeAndre Jordan go, right?
And signed who?
And they didn't need to sign anybody. They could have went out and literally traded, gotten their own Noel, and then went out and actually spent money on a small four. They could have survived. At that point in time, he really only giving you 12 and 12. Fine, Blake, get your ass down there. Give me two more rebounds a game.
Blake can't block anybody's
shot. Huh?
Blake can't block anybody's
It doesn't
shot.
Matter. You go out and you get Nerlens Noel. Now, Nerlens Noel can, all he has to do is rebound and block.
He's not DeAndre Jordan.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan is a very exceptional defender.
Bro, he doesn't have to be DeAndre Jordan. Their biggest problem is that they don't have a small forward.
I don't think Nerlens was even up for trade then because he was a
rookie. They would have traded him.
He was a rookie.
They would have traded him.
He was a rookie.
It was this past offseason.
What?
It was this past offseason all that happened.
Offseason before.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought that was
2 off-seasons ago.
Oh, I thought that was this past off-season.
No, that's why I'm like, what?
Oh.
Nerlens was like, yeah, hell no. Nerlens hadn't even stepped on the court yet, I don't think.
Still. Okay, well, then go find somebody else.
No.
But you don't re-sign
it
him
was
for
the right
max.
Thing to do.
You don't re-sign him for max money. You don't re-sign him for max money.
I don't think it was max.
You go out and you get you a small four. You go out, get you a small four, find you a big man, and you say, everybody else, go ball. Go ball, go out and get you, because they already had a depleted bench. So you let him go, you get you a small four, you can get somebody for your bench, and you can probably get a
but
nice
still,
serviceable
you know
starting
much,
big man.
But still, do you know how much DeAndre cleans up for them around the rim, bro? Like, bro, he blocks at least damn near 3 shots a game. He'll get you 14 rebounds. He can jump out the gym and clip
out. But y'all not winning, and you can't
game.
Leave him on the floor during crunch time.
But was that after the 3-1 year? Okay, that was a 3-1 year. But no, you don't switch things up there because you – no, look, listen. You get that close, you lose 3-1 lead. You're like, okay, you know, we somewhat weren't healthy. Aight, we gonna go get some bench pieces, and we gonna try it again.
But
they
didn't.
Die.
They didn't get no bench players
last year.
No,
they added Paul Pierce last year.
To
be fair, that Wizards year he had was good. The year with the Wizards, that year was good.
I wish y'all could see my face.
It wasn't. The Wizards year wasn't good. It was decent. The year he played with the Wizards was not bad. It was not awful. And do you remember his playoff performance?
That's
yeah, with the Wizards, he averaged 11 points in 26 minutes. That's decent. If you got that off your bench.
He was already old as shit. You don't go sign him. Go sign somebody young.
It's about experience, bro. It's about experience. Do you remember the series that he had against the Hawks when he hit that game winner?
Yes, I
remember.
That's
something that you can't, like, quantify, bro. Like, that matters. Because you're the Clippers, you're assuming you're going to win 60 games.
You
and
can't
make
start him and you
run.
Can't leave him on the floor at the end of the game.
But,
so
bro,
it doesn't. So
But look, we talking about you get you some more bench pieces. Austin comes back a year better, and you assume that you can get back and challenge the Warriors. But then everybody gets hurt, and yeah. At the time, it wasn't
you know
a bad
Warriors
idea.
Warriors for like 14 straight games?
Yeah, but at the
14
time,
straight
look,
games.
Yeah, but look, listen. At the time, it wasn't a bad idea because everybody said, yo, the Warriors championship is fluky. And then also, there were a lot of people that thought the Clippers could have actually beat the Warriors that year, and that was their best year to get to the finals. So, if you're seeing all that, the whole NBA was saying it was fluky. You don't expect them to come out and win 73 games. And
yeah,
be
you don't
Warriors
expect Steph
now.
To come back and ball
you
out
didn't.
On these bitches
you didn't.
And put up 30 a game.
You didn't. You definitely didn't. So at the time, it's not a bad decision. You thinking, yo, we get the same things, we get us a couple bench pieces, and we go back out there and we get to the finals this year.
Even though Blake only played 67 games that year, 35 games the other year, and 61
he
games.
He got hurt. You can't foresee injury. It's one thing you can't foresee. You can't foresee it. Unless you just know somebody's body is breaking down, but you really can't foresee injury.
I mean, with Blake, you already knew he had
not
bad knees.
Not really. He played 67 games. That's not awful. That's like missing like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But I'm sorry, Steve Ballmer. I'm going to pray for you, bro. Because I know it's got to suck to own this heap of trash that is your franchise. But I mean that in the most respectful way because I actually like you as an owner. I think you're cool on the sidelines. But you need to fire Doc Rivers. You need to get rid of the fry guy, Chris Paul. You need to let Blake go. You need to try to sign a free agent. Say, hey, Paul George, you want a brand new team on your own? We'll fucking get rid of Blake and sign Paul George. To hell with the Lakers, G.
He's not going to the Clippers.
To hell with the Lakers. If you Paul George, you want to go play with Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan?
I want to go play for the Lakers.
Nah, bro. If I'm Paul, first of all, Chris if Paul, I'm Paul George and I want to win a ring, I want to try and win a ring.
I want to win it with the Lakers.
Nah, I'm sorry.
I want to win it with the Lakers.
Paul George ain't gonna get that and gonna get that opportunity.
You
bro.
Don't know that it's L.A. People will come to L.A.
No, bro.
If no,
to
look,
build a championship level team bro, before you retire.
If you get first of all, Paul George is like 27.
Yeah,
if
but his leg is fucked up.
It's not really.
As he gets older, it's gonna hurt.
I don't think so. He just broke it.
He's 26. He's 26.
You get Paul George this summer, right? So, boom, I got Paul George. You telling me people won't come to play with...
Well, Paul George will be 27 in a couple weeks.
Listen, you telling me people won't come to play with Paul George. Let's say they keep their top three pick. They probably are. The NBA is probably not going to let it fall out there. You come to play with Paul George, Lonzo Ball. Players want to come to play with that? With the Lakers in L.A.? Hell yeah, people will come to play with that.
I'm sorry.
But. Do you realize it's the fucking Los Angeles Lakers?
Okay, so
no matter what the Clippers do, they will never be the Lakers.
Yeah, but if you win a championship.
The Clippers could win a championship. Nobody will care.
Bruh.
They won't care. They will care for a week. No one will really care.
That puts him into the Hall of Fame, though.
Who?
If Paul George goes to the Clippers and they win a championship, that puts him in the Hall of Fame.
He's probably going to go to
no
the Hall of Fame
No matter what he does
anyway.
For the rest of his life, that puts him in the Hall of Fame.
He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame anyway.
You don't know that.
He's probably going to get like four more All-Star appearances and go to the Hall of Fame. Unless he just
dies. Four is shooting high.
Who going to take it away from him? He's 26 years old. You tell me he can't be cold until he's 30?
I mean, we expect him to take a leap this year. He didn't.
In the playoffs, he's been great. And he was still an All-Star this year. He wasn't not an All-Star.
I understand that.
He had a good year. He just didn't
I understand
have it.
That, but he's not even a top five small forward in the league. Well, he's not a... Yeah. Wait a minute. No. I'm trying to think. No, because I know they were saying that there was a bonus. Oh, no. He's not a top five forward in the league. Not a top six forward in the league.
He's not a all-NBA player this
year.
I know.
And it's five spots for that.
That don't mean that he ain't better than... It's three spots of that.
Huh? No, it's six. It's six for forwards though.
But that doesn't mean he's not better than those guys.
You think he a top six forward?
Can you name me six forwards better?
Yeah.
With forwards.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we talking about small forwards?
No, I said forwards.
Forwards.
Yes, forwards.
I mean, it's probably like okay. That's a different conversation.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's 6'9". He should be playing. And that's the problem in Indiana. They want him to play power forward, but he doesn't want to play power forward.
I don't think he's strong enough to play power forward, bro.
In this league, you don't have to be that strong to play power forward. All you got to do is do the same thing you're doing now. Just do it at power forward. That's the problem. That's the reason why him and Indiana ain't getting along right now. Because Larry Bird want him to go and play the power forward. He want to stay at the small forward.
I mean, I wouldn't want to play the power forward either if I was him.
Why not?
Why?
You faster than every other power forward in the league.
Yeah, but that's way more banging because you down and low more. So that's way more banging and more difficult on your body. And he's still a guy of slender build. Can we name five forwards better than Paul George?
Yeah.
Try. LeBron, KD, Kawhi.
Uh-huh. Jimmy.
It's a conversation.
Jimmy.
It's a conversation.
Jimmy.
It's a conversation.
Giannis.
Okay. Okay, all right, okay. All
Jimmy
right.
and Giannis, okay,
I'm,
that's
I'm
four.
Not, I'm not necessarily going off Jimmy, though.
Nah, if not, you, no, if you, no, if that's the case, no, hell no, you gotta go off Jimmy.
I think
you gotta go
time.
Off Jimmy, G.
I think it's
if you gonna
time.
Take Giannis, you gotta go off Jimmy, because Jimmy scores
than
more
Jimmy.
Than Giannis.
Giannis is better than Jimmy.
Jimmy scores more
Giannis
than Giannis.
Is better than Jimmy. Giannis is better than Jimmy. Stop it.
No, he's not.
Stop it.
He's
Giannis
not.
Giannis is the
not
best
yet.
Player in the Eastern Conference, not named LeBron James.
Not yet. I don't think he is yet. I think he's got the most upside.
What can Jimmy do besides shoot better than him right now?
Pass better than him?
No, he can't. No. No.
No?
No.
You don't
they
think so?
They had Giannis playing fucking point guard.
What does that mean? Okay, fine. I'm trolling. But I'm still taking Jimmy over Paul George though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not changing that at all. All
right, whatever. Well, real quick, I do want to run through these series and see if we have anything different that caught our eye and if we want to change our picks. So starting off, Boston, Chicago.
What do you mean? I already told you.
You still
I told
think
you
seven?
What it No, I didn't tell you seven. I told you that the Bulls were going to...
six?
Yeah, I told you, yes. I told you that the Bulls were going to win in six. And that's exactly what the Bulls are going to do. They're going to win in six. Yeah. It's unfortunate that, you know, everything that happened with Isaiah Thomas' family situation happened when it was, because I think it would have been a harder matchup, but I just think that the weight of everything that is on him is going to be too much for him to have to carry all those guys. Because even in the game one, he was the only one really playing with any energy. Everybody else was, I mean, him and Al Horford. Those are the only two guys really playing with energy.
I think they play with energy. They're just not that good.
I mean, they're the number one seed. They got more wins than your beloved Cavaliers.
Yeah, but that don't mean you're that good. That just means you got into a groove during the regular season. Like that Atlanta team that won 60.
Oh yeah, and Jimmy can shoot. And Jimmy can shoot threes better than Giannis.
That's it. I said.
And shoot from the free throw line better than Giannis.
I said.
And score better than Giannis currently at this point in time. He can.
I said, what does he do better than shoot besides shoot?
Score.
I don't know about that.
Score.
I don't know about that.
Score.
I don't know about that. He shoots better. Score better. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Score.
I don't know about that.
Giannis can't. You remember yesterday? No, wait a minute. Actually. Perfect time. Celtics, Bulls. It was like a minute left in the third quarter. Yeah, Jimmy had 10. I said, watch this. Jimmy about to come down here and score, and then he's going to finish the game. He going to score 20 in the rest of the game. And you like, how much would that be? Like, you think he's going to get 30? I'm like, yeah, he's going to get 30. And I'm like, he probably going to get 20 in the fourth. I didn't know that he was going to go down, make the shot, and an and one, I believe it was, then come down and hit another three. Giannis can't come down. Giannis can't just come down the court and get you that shot.
But he can get in the paint and score from everywhere else.
He's a better scorer. He is a better scorer. If you can score more ways, then you're a better scorer.
Bro, Giannis touched the rim.
That ain't got nothing to do with the ways you can actually score.
Bro, you 6'11", you can get in the paint whatever.
But you can't shoot over shoot, whoever. Bro.
I said he can shoot better.
So you're not better on offense if you can't shoot?
That's not exactly true. That's not exactly true. Because when I talk about shooting,
who better on the block?
I might go with Giannis. He's 6'11". I can't teach being 6'11". He's 6'11". He's 6'11".
You taking Giannis, posting up on the block. Shoot.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Because you can post up, bang, get a hook side. You can post up, bang, drive. You ain't always got to turn around and fade away.
You talking about his game in 2 years, not right now.
I'm talking about his game right now. He's 6'11". Who can't he post? Tell me, who he can't post?
He can't post and shoot. Literally, if he posts, he going to the rim as a center.
So it don't matter.
I'm telling you, I'm asking you, whose post game overall is better? I'm taking Jimmy. I'm taking Jimmy with the post game. I'm taking Jimmy in the mid range. I'm taking Jimmy from three. I'm taking Jimmy overall on offense, except for literally dunking the basketball. Giannis can block shots better than Jimmy. Giannis can also overall. I don't necessarily know if his man-to-man defense is better than Jimmy's, but his overall defensive play is better. But they're a toss-up to me, and I'm taking Jimmy. I'm taking a guy who can score better. I'm taking a guy who can give me a bucket when I need it. I'm taking a guy who can give me a bucket in a variety of ways.
I'm taking Giannis because Giannis gives you a bucket in a variety of ways.
No, he can't. He can get you a bucket driving to the rim.
Driving to the rim.
And occasionally hit a mid-range shot.
Driving to the rim, post.
Jimmy can do all of that.
Yeah, but Giannis is also 6'11". Can handle the ball, can pass the ball.
You're talking about Giannis 2 years from now, not Giannis right now,
bro. He's still 6'11", can handle the ball, can pass the ball, can get to the rim, can hit a decent mid-range shot, can post pretty good. And he's 6'11", and he's fast. And he can pass. I don't even know if I mentioned that. And he can pass, and he can handle.
He's still not better than Jimmy.
Okay.
He's still not better on offense than Jimmy is right now. In a year, 2 years, you'll be definitely right. Right now, you're not right. Because he can't shoot.
Okay, all right. Washington, Atlanta. You still think the same?
Who did I pick?
I'm sure you picked Washington.
I picked Washington at five, yeah. I believe. Yeah, I believe I picked Washington at five. Yeah, I still think it's going to go five. Paul Millsap, man.
Woo! Retired. Yeah, boy, he got to come back and drop 35 and show the respect for himself. Because
that man said, I was out there playing basketball. They was out there playing MMA.
Bro, Gortat boomed that man and pushed him for no reason. First of all, he didn't even dunk on him.
He didn't even get a technical for it either.
Nothing happened. Markieff Morris called him a bitch, told him, shut up, bitch.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because Paul Millsap was like, yo, you over the line. And he was like, shut up, bitch. Yeah, like he got to come back and play some with some respect for himself. I hope Schroeder can make it all 5 games because I know Wall is gonna like dissipate his ankles from his body eventually. That's a very I don't really wish that on Schroeder, but that's a very tough matchup, and I'm sorry he has to go through that.
I mean, it's life.
Did you see John Wall in game
one? No, I didn't watch game one. It came on too early in the morning. I'm not waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning to watch basketball. Football, yes. Basketball, hell no.
Respectable. Toronto, Milwaukee. I'm leaning towards Milwaukee winning this series, bro. Honestly, I think I'm changing to Milwaukee in 7 because playoff Lowry and playoff DeRozan annoy me.
I picked Toronto in 5, I think, for this one. I'm going to stick with Toronto in 5.
Okay.
I think Giannis is gonna have killer performances, but I'm not. But I won't expect everybody else around him to play at that level.
But I've never seen DeRozan and Lowry play good at the same time in the playoffs.
I think they'll find it.
Ever.
I think they'll find it. I think they have to. For your sake, I hope they do, because you keep talking to me about how DeRozan is better than Klay Thompson, but DeRozan ain't showing up in the playoffs.
DeRozan had 28.
He ain't showing up though, bro.
DeRozan had 28.
You play to win the game,
Lowry, bro. Lowry has. What did Lowry have? What, 0-6 with 4 points?
Okay, to be fair to him, he is only in his 8th game back since being off for a month with a broken wrist.
You can't score 4 points? 4 points? You can't score more than 4 points? He went 0-6, G.
You can't score 4 points?
He went 0-6, bro. He couldn't get one bucket?
Bro,
he couldn't get a layup?
It's his 8th game back.
You couldn't get a layup?
I feel you. But it was just a bad game. And let's be real, Dele is a hellacious defender. Dele was playing some defense.
You know, actually, Dele
and Brogdon too.
Yo, you know, Dele is actually one of the worst defenders in the league.
I don't see how, bro.
He is.
I don't think that's true.
No,
I think he just. I think.
Literally,
no.
If you go by the stats.
I'm agreeing with you that that you're right on the stats, but his energy, I feel like, affects the game.
So you mean he's annoying, basically.
No, his energy.
He's annoying.
No, it's not energy. It's the same kind of energy that Pat Beverly plays with. But I don't
know. Pat Beverly's way better than No.
I'm saying in terms of like the never letting up.
You mean like he's like Lance Stevenson, but he just doesn't tweak.
No.
As much.
No, I mean he reminds
Lance plays.
No, I mean in terms of grit and energy, he reminds me of Pat Beverly. He is not a good defender. He is just always all over the place.
Well, Pat Beverly's
so you just good. Like so it just kind of throws you off, and he doesn't play like normal people play. Like he just has a very unorthodox style of playing defense, which it might not be effective in terms of shooting percentages, but you can see it when he plays against good point guards. Yeah, they for some reason just don't seem like they're in rhythm.
You still shouldn't score 4 points and go 0-6. I don't care what
it's going. I agree.
But Cleveland, Indiana, I still think Indiana will get a game. I think Paul George will get them a game still. I still think that.
Yeah, I picked this to go 7. I was wrong.
I did say 7.
I said 7, but I thought Indiana was going to steal one of the games, and they didn't steal the game because CJ Miles didn't make that shot. So, you know, it is what it is. So, now they're down 2-0. LeBron, he got that killer instinct now. Now. He's going to take him out. He's going to take him out to the pasture and shoot him in the head and let him go run with the horses in space or whatever.
Golden State, Portland. First of all,
I'm sorry, that sounded mad, like morbid and violent. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First of all, shout out CJ McCollum.
Yeah. Yo, CJ a hooper, bro.
CJ was going to work, like to work, but they're still going to get swept. They're swept.
Yeah, sweep.
Houston, OKC, I actually think OKC might win. Well, no, might lose in 5 now.
I forgot what I picked for that series.
I don't know what you picked, but I think it might go 5 now.
I think I said I would like to see it go 7, but
Cantor was on ice.
Harden
had Cantor on ice.
What you mean? He was guarding Cantor?
No, like Cantor, like, got switched out on Harden.
Oh, okay.
And then, did you see when? What's the coach's name? Billy Donovan said, "Yo, we can't play. We can't play Cantor because he just can't defend the pick and roll."
He said that when?
He said it like during the game. Like you can see him tell his coach, "Like, yo, we can't play Cantor." And if they can't play Cantor,
I mean, it's okay. We already knew what it was. I mean, Houston just has a better team, and I think Harden is just clicking on all cylinders on offense right now. And I don't think Russ is. And I think Russ has to take up. I think what Russ needs to do in the playoffs, he won't do. And what Russ needs to do in the playoffs is instead of taking 25 shots, he needs to take 16 shots and get everybody else shots. And then, because if he's just going to, think about it. If he's going to the line 10 times a game, 15 times a game, right? That's not even including the shots that he, like, actually took. So if he's taking 28 shots a game and he's getting to the line 10, 15 times, he's probably shooting the ball 40 times, bro. The whole team is probably only shooting the ball 90 times a game.
I just like want to know who else you want to shoot him.
You have to find a way. You have to figure it out. But you will never know with Russell Westbrook because he's never going to get his guys involved to that point. Which is the same reason why Kevin Durant chose to leave and go to Golden State, because at least he knew that the offense would move. The offense doesn't move, which is why when the Rockets start going on their runs and Russ can't make shots or he can't create plays at the rim, they don't score. But they don't score because he's not getting anybody else involved unless he's driving to the rim. And when he can't get his shot, he's throwing the ball to Adams or to Taj. It's not their best offense.
Who else are you going to run plays for on that team?
It's not their best offense. I'm sorry. It's not even about necessarily running plays for other people. It's about just getting other people involved and ball movement. I guarantee you that out of the playoffs, they're probably going to wind up having the fewest touches per possession or per 100 possessions of any team. And that's indicative of the fact that the ball is only going to one place and it's not going anywhere else. And yet he going to put up 14 assists because he's the only one with the ball. Even on Houston, the ball moves. If Harden passes it, it's probably one or two other passes after that. They learn from the Warriors. Don't take the first shot. Take the second or the third shot.
They take a lot of the first shots.
They do. But a lot of those times, they are kind of open. They don't be like I feel like when I'm watching Rockets game, they take a lot of open shots. Like
no, they don't.
James Harden takes a lot of bad threes, and I would say Ariza does too, but I don't think everybody else does.
The team takes a lot of bad threes.
I think they have to just keep jacking it up though.
I mean, that's their play style, so that's what they're gonna do, but they take a lot of bad threes. If you take 50, they take what, like 35 threes a night? You're gonna take some bad ones. You don't have 35 open threes, Yeah, so they take a lot of bad threes.
But they also got shooters though.
They do.
They got shooters. So you gotta win and die with it. It's like the Steph effect. Like you gotta win and die with those guys. Russell just better hope that those guys don't come out to play in four straight games and
they're
gonna get destroyed. And then who plays next? Houston will play
Spurs. The Spurs in like four.
Yeah.
Memphis is gonna get swept now. I think they're gonna get swept.
Yeah, they're gonna get swept.
Clippers, Jazz. I swear to God, if Rudy Gobert does not play the rest of the series and the Clippers lose, I don't know. So I'm gonna still say Clippers.
I think I picked the Jazz in six, so I'm gonna stay with the Jazz in six.
Although
I would love to see the Clippers survive this and then go and get shellacked by the Warriors, because I can't wait to see Chris Paul get destroyed by Steph Curry live on national television. Nothing will make me happier than to watch them like sweep the Clippers. And the hell with DeAndre Jordan too.
Real quick,
shout out to Blake though.
Real quick, top three backcourts, top three frontcourts in the league. In your opinion.
Warriors, Trailblazers, Wizards.
I'm gonna go the same. I mean, I don't really know yet how you can even differ from that. I'm asking to... I can't even bring myself to do this, so I'm not even gonna say it.
What?
I was gonna say Toronto over Washington's backcourt, but I can't really bring my.
Get the fuck
I can't really bring.
Here.
I can't really.
Bring I thought you were gonna say JJ and Chris Paul. I was about to flip this table over and walk out my own house.
No, hell no, hell no. Best front court in the league. Best top three front courts.
Best front court in the league. Front court meaning what?
Forwards, centers.
Forwards and centers included.
Yeah.
Top three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Warriors. I'm going to go with that's interesting. I'm going to go with the Warriors. I'm going to go with New Orleans I don't care who you put with them. New Orleans, I'm going to go the Spurs, and then I'll probably go to Clippers to be number 5.
I'm going to go Warriors. Clippers.
putting the Clippers number Cleveland. Cleveland.
LeBron, Love, Thompson.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about Cleveland. Okay. Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland. I forgot about Cleveland, too. But I was thinking, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I actually get the Clippers off that list. I'm putting Cleveland on there. Cleveland in my top five.
So you're taking the Spurs back? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I'm taking Kawhi, LaMarcus, and Powell over DeAndre, Blake, and Mbamute.
Mbamute.
Luke Richard, Mbamute. Bruh, you need to go back and be a prince because you cannot shoot, bruh.
At all.
Go back and be a prince, G. You're probably a far better prince than you are a basketball player, my friend. Because you cannot shoot, my friend. You cannot shoot. Go back to being a prince, G. I feel you, though. You royalty. But just go back to being royalty because you can't shoot at that basket.
Yeah, you know how cold you are in your country if you're like an NBA player and you a prince?
G. Oh, my God. He lit. Every night.
Is he from?
Every night back home is like Abu Dhabi. Luke. I don't know how to spell that. Luke Richard. Okay, there we go. Luke Richard, M-B-A-H, space, Mute.
Who?
It's Luke Richard. Just Google Luke Richard.
Oh, I thought you said that's where you're from. Like, Mute. I'm like, who?
Hold on a minute. I thought he was a prince.
I think that's bro from the Blazers.
Who?
The black dude. The big black dude with the fro.
Alpha Aminu. Aminu?
Yeah.
Nah, Aminu. He ain't no prince.
I swear to God.
Yeah. He is African prince. Yeah, it is Luke Mbamute.
Oh, wait. It's bro?
Luke Mbamute from African prince to king of the NBA. According to CNN, he is an actual prince of his native Cameroon. So, he's from Cameroon.
Dude, this man shoot 35% from three. Actually, that's not even that bad. Actually, it's
32% I'm lying. That man's trash. His career 3-point percentage is 0 for the first year, 35 for the second year, 0 for the second year.
Yo, he 25. Didn't shoot 0. How do you shoot 0?
35% 1 year, 33%. Yo, and the crazy part is he actually started like 52 games and shot 0% for the 3-point line.
He did do one good deed though. He helped discover Embiid, according to Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah, he discovered.
Oh, okay.
Embiid is from Cameroon.
Oh, okay.
So shout out.
Yeah. So shout out to you for discovering him, even though you shot 21% from the three with Minnesota. Jesus Christ, man! You got to get in the gym, G. You got to get in the gym, Luke. You got to get in the gym, my G.
Oh man.
But all right, man. You got anything you excited about coming up for this week? Or should we get out of here? Any games you excited about?
All of the Warriors and Blazers games because CJ was raining on. Well, Klay was getting rained on the whole game.
CJ went Rambo.
Klay was getting rained on.
I felt bad for Klay, man. I really felt bad for Klay. Because he literally had to take CJ and Dame around the whole game. He had to take CJ and Dame around the whole game. Steph was out there getting cooked like pasta noodles, dog. Steph was getting cooked like pasta noodles. That's the name of this. Steph was getting cooked like pasta noodles, G. He was straight cooking that man, dog.
And Dame and him really don't like them, but it's like nothing they can do. It's almost like kind of funny to watch. It's like, bro, it's nothing y'all can do.
Yeah, it's like just give in.
Y'all score 70 points, like, God. It didn't matter.
Yeah, Jesus take the wheel.
But yeah, man, I think that's.
All right, cool, man. So I guess that's it, man. Nice little short episode, 49 minutes. So go ahead, get your plug in, man.
We ain't even finished our business. God awful.
It's all good. I got to do some driving tonight anyway. So I made sure, you know, I only had a half a beer.
Respectable.
You know what I'm saying? Don't drink and drive, folks.
As always, go follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, of course, @ Pavy World, PAVY World, Pavy World. My website, www.whoispavy.com. Me by Jonathan McCoy, out right now. Alcoholic video out right now. Go watch that.
And as always, man, it's your boy TPJ. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @RealTPJ. That's REELTPJ. If you don't get it, it's a film joke, you dummy. And as always, make sure you follow us on Twitter. We're coming to Instagram soon with a Hoops and Brews Instagram curated by Mr. Pavy. And make sure you follow us on our Hoops and Brews page, man. Our Hoops and Brews page has been cracking lately. Like, it's been cracking. We see y'all out there following. Out y'all, we appreciate everybody who's listening to this. If you listened and you made it all the way to this point, send us a tweet that say, I listened to it, and we'll make sure we give you a special shout out in the next podcast. Or you can call in and be a guest if you want to, man. But we appreciate y'all for listening all the way through. Once again, follow us on Twitter at Hoops and Brews. And as always, don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly. And if you're going out to get drunk, put your phone up. Don't text your ex-girlfriend. Nothing good can come from that.
Throw it in the
Just throw it in the toilet. Ocean. Throw it in the toilet, G. All right, man. Peace.